body, mind are inseparable, but discernible. The flow of body dhammas are phenomena occurring in their own nature and speed, and consciousness. One of our teachers in Burma once said, at least 50 times more quickly does it arise, take an object of consciousness, and then pass away. Consciousness takes only a single object of awareness at a time. But generally, it's moving so swiftly until the mind is very settled with samadhi, and the mindfulness, the sati, is subtle and seamless. It's hard to see. And that's why we encourage the sense of deep relaxation and awareness more like listening to the symphony of dhammas. So just as an example, you focus on an anchor, such as the movement of sensations within the abdomen, or hands, or sounds, in the very moment of contact, those three things that come together, we can't choose which three consciousness takes as an object of awareness. But with mindfulness, in that deep listening sense, sometimes we discern. So for example, in the abdomen, the in-breath causes the abdomen in this series of sensations that expand, tense, firm, harden, pressure, maybe heat, vibration. Those are all physical phenomena. Those are the imprint, and the body sensitivity is the receptor that receives that imprint. And then body consciousness knows it. So what happens in a moment? And it's not to try and figure it out and mentally or conceptually be able to claim it was this moment was this and that moment was that. It's just more an invitation to be that much more relaxed in this stream of silent awareness. At the ear door, in a moment of hearing consciousness, the awareness may pick up the inner sensitivity of the ear, like those little vibrating hairs, threads, or it might pick up the sound vibration that enters the ear door, or in that moment of contact, awareness or consciousness attunes to the knowing of hearing or hearing consciousness. So this is a really subtle discernment. Two of them are physical phenomena. Sound vibration, combination of primarily air and earth element, the inner sensitivity of the ear that receives the striking sound vibration, that's also physical phenomena. And the simultaneous arising of the knowing of it, it's a mental phenomena. Yeah. doesn't really matter. As long as we're mindful that hearing is happening, or there's a sense of, a felt sense of sound vibration. But sooner or later, every so often, you'll see that mindfulness gets sharper, more subtler, like just enters into the stream of the experience the moment it appears at the lip of the waterfall before it vanishes. So none of this requires tension or forcing. We miss the whole event if we do that. It requires settling back, attention-free, pre-verbal, silent, sensitive, feeling awareness. Just beginning with that confidence-building awareness of sitting posture, feeling sitting and feeling the knowing of sitting without the sense of being a sitter or a knower. It's just the sitting sensations, the awareness that arises in the changing play of elements experienced by moment to moment noticing sitting. You can use the sitting anchor any time you want, as long as you want. If you want a smaller posture to develop our samadhi, the concentration, the stillness, we recommend the area of the abdomen where sensations are occurring naturally from the breath, breathing itself. The in-breath, there's the sensations of expansion, tensing, filling, firming, tightness. And then with the falling of the abdomen, with the out-breath, feel sensations of collapsing, softening, relaxing, subtler sensations. Maybe a warmth. And in that pause between the falling motion, the out-breath, and before the next in-breath that causes the abdomen or chest area to again rise or expand, it's easy for the mind to slip away. It's a good time to rest awareness on the hands as a touch point without delaying the breath. Just touch a moment, feel the hands, and then return to the natural resumption of sensations that occur when the abdomen rises with in-breathing. So it's like rising, falling, touching, touching. Feeling the sensations of the hands from within the hands. And then the rising motion felt from within the abdomen or in the chest. Not through an image, not through the head, not through the brain. Really easy, gentle. Regardless of the intention, moment-to-moment mindfulness, and to be as seamless as possible, the swiftness of thought is quick. So attention can suddenly be out anywhere. And to train the mind correctly is not to feel frustration or a judging moment, And when we do, to notice that with that non-judging mindfulness, simply to notice the thinking mind, wandering mind, remembering, imagining, commenting, so we understand some of the ways the mind-heart functions. See it in play, see it in its natural formation. And then just gently reconnect the sense of a rebirth of awareness from within the anchor. Or another sense door that's clear and present. Awareness of sound vibration, or the ear receiving the sound vibration, or aware of the knowing of sound vibration. Hearing. Just to keep it that simple, all that's important evolves wordlessly and naturally. So there's nothing we have to do. Actually, we're learning to do nothing and trusting the body to speak for itself and the feeling tones to speak for itself, trusting this Dhamma intelligence to unfold the practice, to carry us along this stream of phenomena and the knowing of phenomena. Just see for yourself. And remember, every so often, a wise reflection, where is awareness? Non-conceptual, pre-verbal, mindful knowing. Where is it? What is it noticing? It can bring us right back to that lip of the waterfall.